Eamon, you may be seated. I would like to greet everyone, those who are here and those who are listening. Who are connected with us and with the Lord. Also our brother Joseph from Kinshasa. We greet you at this place. Please come and give the greetings to us. And we are grateful to the Lord. Brother Jean Lambert, please come, because our brother prefers speaking French, and give us the greetings. My name is Joseph from Kinshasa. I had a great desire to come to this place for a long time. It was upon my heart, because here in this city, in Zurich, the Lord showed a vision to his servant William Branham, a vision concerning a German eagle. And this vision was connected with Africa. And Brother Branham wanted to come to Zurich one more time, but the Lord told him that he should store in the food, and that is the food which was put in store at that time, which is now distributed. And I am very grateful I can be at this place. And when I see the table at the back with all the brochures and sermons, and every last weekend in a month, the Lord uses his servant to bring the pure word of God to us. I am very, very grateful today. And I am bringing heartfelt greetings from brothers and sisters from Kinshasa in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless all of us. Thank you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you richly. Yes. Thanks be to the Lord from the bottom of our hearts for all that he does. And as our brother mentioned, Brother Branham, when he was in Zurich in July 1955, he truly had a vision, and he saw a German eagle flying through Africa, bringing the message there. And I have to say that there is no other continent where I would receive such a welcome from the very first day, when it is more than a million only in Congo who believe the message with all of their heart. We are grateful to the Lord for how he led all things throughout all those years from the very beginning. And beloved brothers and sisters, even in the first two songs, we sang back to the Bible, back to the Word, back to God, back to the beginning. And then there will be a light in the evening time. How often Brother Branham mentioned this scripture from Zechariah. And he repeated that there will be a day which will not be a day nor night, nor light nor darkness, but there will be a light in the evening time. And he referred to that as the Lord would finish his work with Israel, so he would first complete his work with the church. And we are grateful, truly grateful for it, that we have been able to recognize the time and the hour, and that we could come to believe. Brother Baumgartner read the precious scripture about faith. That the faith is the victory. Abraham believed God. He was the first man who received grace from God to believe and to receive what was given to him as a promise. And please, let's take this seriously. Those who do not believe shall be condemned. Mark 16:16. Who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Who does not believe shall be condemned. Unbelief is followed by condemnation. And it leads man to death. But faith has translated us from spiritual death to eternal life. And also the other scriptures from 1 John chapter 5. There are three that bear witness. And then the witness is summarized that God the Lord gave this witness from heaven. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And that who receives the Son has eternal life. And who rejects Him does not have eternal life. It is all connected with faith. And as we heard, who does not believe God has made him a liar. Faith is a direct gift from God. Faith can only exist where the Lord spoke to us personally, and you personally hear Him, not a preacher, but God speaks to us directly through His Word. That is necessary. And also, as the choir was singing, that we should go out of the Babylonian captivity. What did Israelites say at that time? How can we sing songs of Zion in a foreign land? They had to wait until they came to the land of promise, and then they were able to sing about what God did for them. That was God's reality by His grace. And also, brothers and sisters, we are so close to the return of the Lord. But I just want to briefly say this. It is February, and there is no winter. I remember times when it was 25 below zero in February, or minus 15, and now it's 15 above zero. What is written in Isaiah 30, it is maybe slowly but gradually coming to its fulfillment. And whatever is going on earth with all the developments, we see from it that the return of our Lord is very, very near. And the singers were singing, and we together with them. And also, I thought of it today, that when we are at the end of the day, and we also pray for the night, the Lord be with us, so that we could say in the final prayer of the day, Beloved Lord, if you come this night, grant it to me that I can be a part of it by your grace. And when we begin a day, we should say to the Lord, please grant it to me that I can be present there. We know that His coming will be as a lightning starting in the east and going to the west. And those in Christ, those who died in Christ, shall rise first, and then we who are left alive, we shall be changed, and together with them we will be raptured to glory. And the fact that God has given us the grace to believe the blessed message with all our heart, let me say this one more time. As surely as John the Baptist told those who came to Jordan and listened to them, to him, and were baptized and received the message, he could tell them, I baptize you by water for repentance, but the one coming after me shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And they had part in the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And it will be exactly so now, according to Romans 9, verse 28. The Lord Himself will finish His work. And as surely as we believe the last message, so surely we will have part in the last outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And all that God has promised will become God's reality with us and in us and through us. By His grace. When we read the Holy Scripture, brothers and sisters, we do not need to speak much anymore. I would like to read from Colossians. And just touch some verses very briefly, and let's say it one more time, that by God's grace we hear the last message, ye my people, go ye out my people, be separate and do not touch anything unclean. And this is the period of time, gather my people to hear my word. And when we think of all those scriptures that God the Lord revealed to us, and that He made great to us, because they are in connection with what God the Lord promised for this time. Just think of it once, brothers and sisters. that in the same verse, in the last three verses in Prophet Malachi, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to children and the hearts of the fathers to children. The first part was complete in the ministry of John the Baptist when the hearts of Old Testament fathers were brought to children of the New Testament. According to Luke 16:16, he made a bridge between the Old and the New Testament. The law and prophets up to John, and from then the kingdom of God is preached. And now the second part, that the hearts of the children of God shall be turned to the faith of the fathers in the beginning, and that God the Lord also use the scripture about the light in general. Normally there is darkness in the evening, but in the kingdom of God, in the church of the Lord, there shall be light in the evening time. And we are grateful that the light has come and that God has kept His word and fulfilled His promises. And just be frank, what is more precious to us, but for others it is just nothing. But we have to emphasize it again and again, that our Lord, after the ministry of John the Baptist, our Lord said, "Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah, who will restore all things." And then in Acts chapter 3, the heaven must receive our Lord until the restoration of all things foretold by God through prophets. And when we can experience this directly now, this has become a revelation to us, that God gave us the grace to believe now, as the scripture says, and what the scripture says, and to experience it personally, the separation, calling out and preparation. We can experience it now, and with true conviction we can pass on what our Lord said, "Behold, I will come quickly," and we believe that He will return in our time. Here in the first chapter of Colossians we read, Colossians chapter 1, verse 8, "Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit." Not just love, but love caused by the Spirit that was declared unto us. We must become people in whom the Spirit of God can work all things without our own effort. We should make us available to the Lord and believe with all our heart. Let us read it one more time. "Who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit."
Hat der Geist Gottes, der uns das Wort geoffenbart hat, der uns in alle Wahrheit geführt hat.
That Spirit of God who opened the Word for us and led us into all the truth, could it pour love into our hearts? Because so it is written that the love of God is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And therefore, through the Spirit, the love that was caused by the Spirit, it has been declared in verse 8. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Und Einsicht erfüllt werden möchte. Geistgewirkten Weisheit und
so wisdom and understanding all given by the Spirit. All done through the Holy Spirit in the blood-bought flock. Again and again we can emphasize that we have found favor before God and we know that our Lord shed the blood of the new covenant for us. We are completely justified by faith, by believing the completed work of salvation and redemption on the cross. And then in verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing. Has it already happened? Is it so that we walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing? We all know, I've already mentioned it, and today I can say it again. In Matthew 3:17, we read, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then in Matthew 17:5, "In whom I am well pleased, hear ye him." And all those who hear him, God's delight is upon them, because they were predestinated as the sons and daughters of God. We also heard it in the word of the introduction, who was born of God, the same birth. The same applies, or the same word is used for a man. It is to begotten, and when it's about woman, it is born, to be born, to give birth. So it is written, "Ye are my son, today I have begotten thee." And that's exactly how we read it in John 5, begotten of God, the same Holy Spirit who overshadowed Mary, also overshadowed us. The same Holy Spirit is working all things in us. In us who have received the redemption. And here in verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. And increasing in the knowledge of God. May the growth be visible with us, so that all things are increasing, so that children become mature adults, to be capable by the grace of our Lord. And then the apostle writes in verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Unto all patience and long suffering. Yes, it is written that we should persevere until the coming of the Lord, when the early and the latter rain comes, and here we read that we should be strengthened with all might unto all patience and long suffering. So that we increase in all the spiritual realms, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has already done it. Not that he will once do it, but he has already done it. With God, all things are finished already. Our redemption, yes, before him we are without spot and wrinkle. Whatever God decided in his plan of salvation, it will so happen, it can never change, and it will come to pass. In verse 13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Isn't it wonderful? From the power of Satan, in the power of the completed redemption, we've been delivered from all bondage, whatever enslaved us. And just look at young people today, how much bondage you can see there. But true redemption also includes that we are delivered from the power of Satan by God's grace, and we are no longer the slaves of sin, but as those who are redeemed, those who've been set free, we can just give thanks to God. Let's read verse 13 again. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And now it is confirmed in verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Hallelujah. In whom, in him, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. May all who have not yet sanctified their lives to the Lord, who are still in some fights, may they experience full deliverance, because so it is written that He has come to preach liberty to those who are in bondage and to declare to them the acceptable time of the Lord. Redemption also includes liberation from all bondage, from whatever is not according to the Word of God. And that's why it is so emphasized here. And then in verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Brothers and sisters, if we read a testimony like this, and let me emphasize it, why are the epistles, why were they read in different churches? What Paul wrote to Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians, what he sent them, it was to be read at all places. But we have the grace today that all the epistles the apostles wrote to the local churches, dealing with various doctrines and problems, whatever existed in the local churches, it was enlightened unto us, and we can read what they had to write to Corinthians, and from that we can see where we stand, what is addressed to us, what is addressed to Romans, what he wrote to Romans, and what is addressed to us. All these words are addressed to us, and we can receive them into our heart, and then the Word of Christ richly dwells among us. And in verse 17 we read, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. To have the preeminence in all things, our Lord. He has the preeminence. All our life belongs to Him, so that we are sanctified to Him. And He shall have the preeminence in all things. And He has the final say. And then from verse 19 we have the mighty scriptures. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Paul wrote in Acts 20, I preached the whole counsel of God to you. And here we see what the whole counsel of God included. It was the counsel, it was God's counsel of salvation. And that counsel was that all fullness should dwell in him. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, hallelujah, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. What a scripture! We are grateful to God the Lord that in this work of redemption that we are included in it, and that we have found favor before God at this time, that we do not only preach about these things as if they were some theory, but that they are God's reality through us and in us, as surely as God revealed his word. And be frank, brothers and sisters, he revealed himself unto us. When I think of it, and I say this really for the glory of the Lord, when one hears his voice through these ears, and throughout all those years, I experienced it again and again, brothers and sisters, then we do not only speak about what the Lord said to Saul and other God's servants. And let me mention this in this connection. Just as Brother Branham on June the 11th, 1933, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, from the supernatural cloud of light, he was told, and we saw it fulfilled. Two things he was told. First, that he would bring a message, and second, that this message will spread in all the world. We all know that Brother Branham, after the opening of the seals, didn't visit any other country anymore to preach there. He brought the message and in the first 10 minutes of the seventh sermon on March 24, 1963, he turned to the pastor of the local church, Brother Neville, and he told him, Brother Neville, now the food has been stored in. And when we then listen to the last 20 minutes of the seventh seal, when we read it or listen to it, then Brother Branham said there, I brought the message as far as it was given to me in the commission, and now I have to become less, but the message will be carried on. God used him to reveal all biblical truths, and especially also what happened in the Garden of Eden. Nobody had known that before, but God revealed it to him, and we can say, as it is written, God does nothing but to declare his mysteries to his servants, the prophets. And he said, behold, I will send you the prophet Elijah. What did Elijah do? He had no theoretical message. He called God's people together. He took 12 stones to rebuild the temple, to rebuild the altar of the Lord, and he asked them to make a decision. Today, you must make your decision who you want to serve. And it was the same with the message. Who wants to believe the traditional teachings, but whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed to, and who has found favor before God, those will see that we've been brought back to the teachings of the 12 apostles, to the original foundation upon which we are being built, the original foundation of the faith. And that we were able to carry this wonderful message in all the world. That was God's decision, not my decision. And God the Lord took care that the message could reach the ends of the earth. And if I can mention it also today through regular broadcast from Lahore, Pakistan, there are so many things going on in the Arabic countries, and also the last or the recent invitation to present God's plan of salvation. God calls out from all tongues and nations, whether in Dubai or Bahrain, wherever it is, God calls His people out, and the last ones will hear this call, will come to believe, and will be added to the number. Let us read on in verse 21. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. In the body of His flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. It is simply so mighty, and always in connection what happened on the cross of Calvary, reconciliation, forgiveness, full salvation, all harm was removed. Verse 22, one more time, in the body of His flesh, through His death, He had reconciled, yeah, in the body of His flesh. And this is very important, brothers and sisters, because so many believe that the Lord has already come spiritually, and I'm always so grateful when in connection with our Lord and His coming, when that in flesh is mentioned, in the body of flesh, because we who are in the body of flesh, He redeemed us in the body of flesh. He had to become man because of us, so that we could receive redemption through Him. And that is simply wonderful. The same Jesus who was crucified, buried, who rose from death, He ascended to heaven bodily in the body of resurrection, but in the body. And in the same way, He shall return, not as a teaching or a revelation, but He will come personally, bodily. He will return just as He went up to heaven in the body, and we will be changed in our bodies and bodily, naturally, in the resurrected bodies. But we will know each other, we will have the bodies, we will know who is who. I am grateful that the Lord gave me the wonderful experience of the rapture. All will be there, and as Brother Branham said in a sermon, when he was taken to glory, he saw the redeemed ones, and they had their original size, the original hair color, just as it was on the earth, men, women, just as it was here, so it was there in the body of resurrection, translated into their young age. So here in verse 22, in his body of his flesh, through death, he reconciled us to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. What a privilege, brothers and sisters. Full salvation, full justification, full sanctification through the Holy Spirit in the Word of Truth. This is also something very important to me recently, when in Ephesians 1 verse 13, that after we heard the word of truth, and in whom also after that ye believed, we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. That word, promise, brothers and sisters, receive this into your heart once and forever. The children of promise, believe the word of promise, will receive the Spirit of promise, and God will complete His work in the blood-bought flock. In this time, as I said in the beginning, I want to emphasize it one more time. As surely as John the Baptist at that time brought the message for the first, at the first coming of Christ, and he pointed out to what was to happen through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, in the same way we can emphasize now that just as Brother Branham, as he was told that both would come at the same time, the early rain, it will be sowing and harvest without waiting. It will happen at the same time, sowing and harvest, because all who believe now, believe with all their heart, they will not need any more time to make their decision. They receive by faith what God promised to us. They receive it by God's grace. So to summarize, beloved brothers and sisters, let me read this verse, verse 23. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, even at that time. It is so wonderful, even at that time it was preached to every creature under heaven. With all our heart we can say, today this scripture is fulfilled. The last message has been preached to all nations and tongues, calling out preparation, separation, up to the fulfillment. So as it is preached, who is of God hears and believes the word of God. Let's read it one more time, verse
23.
Which was preached to, which ye have heard in the second part of this verse, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Yes, what Paul preached at that time, it is what is preached now to all, to every creature, what prophets foretold, what Brother Branham preached, what was revealed to him. We did not keep anything, in secret or hidden, but about, we preached about baptism, about fall into sin, all Bible truth. We preached to all nations and tongues. We made the redemption the central point, and also the biblical truth about baptism and all the other things connected with it. And we preached it in all the world, and God the Lord gave His grace that all those who are of Him will hear His voice and will receive what He has given to us for this time, that we can believe now, we can now receive. And let's say it one more time in connection to the testimony. Beloved brothers and sisters, who am I and who are we? We are just ordinary people. I can't say it aloud at all, but I grew up on a farm with no electricity. We had a well outside where we had to draw water. We lived the simplest possible life on a farm where we had a house and some buildings for animals. And then 1955 came. And brothers and sisters, what God did, as He prepared all things, it is something really unique. And if I could tell you as a testimony, you know that in Krefeld, I mentioned it, there in one meeting, I mentioned it in one meeting, that even in Jakarta, in the largest Muslim country in the world, when I was there and when I read God in my Bible, the translator always said Allah, and this went on again and again. But finally I had to say, I had to tell him, do not say Allah, but you say Elohim. And God really opened the door at a university where I lectured, and there was a new Bible published without the word Allah, and the word Elohim was used in it. And I even had the opportunity to preach in the largest prison in Jakarta, and all the people there were Muslims, and I preached a redemption to them, and there were 26 of them who raised their hands and they wanted to dedicate their lives to the Lord, and they wanted to receive what was given to us through redemption. When we think of how God opened doors everywhere, even in Ulaanbaatar, in the largest prison, they speak Russian there, and at another place they spoke the local language, and all of a sudden doors were opened everywhere, in churches and wherever it was necessary, to bring the word of the Lord, even in Moscow, where I presented God's plan of salvation at a university. For the whole week, from Monday to Friday, with all the theology students sitting there in a great lecture hall, and I could preach what God put upon my heart. During the 5 days I shared it with them. I tell you, God did take care of all things everywhere. He opened the doors and the hearts. And our brother Joseph from Kinshasa can best testify about it, because there the president of the country gave his car and a driver available to me, which is given to diplomats when they arrive, and I drove in that limousine, and I had a police escort wherever I traveled. God took care of all things in all nations and tongues, so that the testimony, the message of God, the pure and holy word of God, could be preached in all ways possible. I can also mention that throughout all those years, after I read all the sermons about the seals, and I translated them, and I sat down and started to write the first book, The Counsel of God. And now look at the table with all the sermons of Brother Branham and all the books I wrote, all the brochures. God took care of all things. The table of the Lord is richly set, and everybody can be informed about every theme. There has been no theme excluded from the preaching. We have dealt with all themes. All has been preached. I have done my part, as Brother Baumgartner mentioned. When we are 87, we can just feel it, but thanks be to God. Even though I can no longer travel on these long journeys, But in all the world people can hear. We should all give thanks to the Lord. May you all be blessed and please receive it in your heart. We have found favor before God. We have received the promise for this time by faith. And we will also experience the completion by His grace. And the Lord will take care of all things that we as the blood-bought flock, baptized by the Spirit without spot and wrinkle, unrebukable, we shall stand before Him by His grace, not what you have done, but what the Lord has done by His grace with all of us, to Him. Honor be to Him for all ages. And please all say Amen and Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up and let's give thanks to the Lord together. But first let's sing Just As I Am.
Nicht meine Kraft, nur du allein. Dein Blut wäscht mich. Gottes Lamm, ich komm, ich komm. Singen wir es noch einmal von Herzen. So wie ich bin, muss es sein. Nicht meine Kraft, nur du allein. Dein Blut wäscht mich von Sünden. Des Lamm, ich komm. Ich komm. Beides ist geschehen durch das Blut des Lammes.
Both have become through the blood of the Lamb. We've been delivered from all sin and guilt. We've received liberation and forgiveness of sins, and then we are washed in the Word, so that all things that are not biblical can stay away from us. We only believe as the Scripture says. There is no mixing with God, as Brother Branham often emphasized. There will be a day when there will be nor light nor darkness, but there will be a light in the evening time. Beloved brothers and sisters, we are looking back at the many years since Brother Branham's departure in December 1965. Many years have passed since then, but we've used the time for traveling, for writing, for reading, by day and by night. Our life was sanctified to the Lord so that it is fulfilled, that all in all the world, in every creature, in all nations and tongues, can hear the last message and can go out. Just as you, beloved Lord, spoke to Abraham that in him all the nations should be blessed, so we ask you today, bless from east to west, from south to north, bless in all the world. Call out and complete your work in our days, while we bow down our heads and we close our eyes in prayer. Let me ask you whether there are any in our midst who would like to be included in the prayer and bring it to the throne of grace. Yes, there are hands everywhere. The Lord knows what you are praying for. He knows what you need. Believe now, believe with all your heart. Believe God, believe the Word of God, and all things are possible to him who believes. Think of it, unbelief was the first sin. And faith led to justification before God. Abraham believed God, and we believe God. We believe in the completed redemption. Let us pray together. O Lord, you Almighty God, you have seen all those hands. You know the life of each of us, especially of all young people. Have your mercy on us. Give us full healing, full redemption, full liberation of any claim of Satan, so that nobody is bound, but all those who are in bondage are delivered, are made free, so that they can praise you, O Lord, for your completed redemption. We thank you for it. We have received it. Beloved Lord, it is our desire that you do great things as it has never happened on earth in a visible way, in a way that we can experience complete your work with your blood-bought flock. We thank you for all who've joined us online. Bless all interpreters. Bless all true believers in all nations and tongues. And grant your grace so that what is written in Colossians 1, so that we can read it one more time at home and in the prayer, asking you, O Lord, that all will become as true as it is written here. Beloved Lord, we thank you for your presence. Heal those who are sick. Oh, my God, confirm your holy word in our midst. We thank you that you have done it by your grace. Oh, may your face shine above us and grant your blessings and your peace to us. Give forgiveness and full salvation to all of us. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Would you suggest the song we can sing together?
250.
If you want to come to the front and sing with all of us, will you come?
in mir wohnt, weil Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt, hab ich Frieden und Freud, o welch seliges Heut, seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt. O seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt, seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt, hab ich Frieden und Freud, o welch seliges Heut, seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt. Seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt, seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt, Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt, seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt, hab ich Frieden und Freude, o welch seliges Heut, seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt. Seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt, 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 hab ich Frieden und Freude, o welch seliges Heut, seit Jesus im Herzen mir wohnt. Seid gestärkt, seid getröstet, vertraut dem Herrn.
May you be strengthened, trust the Lord. He will do all things, honor be to him. We are sending heartfelt greetings through our brother Joseph from Kinshasa. In connection with that, I would like to, for all those who belong to the family of Brother Alexis Barilia, I want to wish you rich God's blessings. With Brother Barilia, I spent a lot of time in Kinshasa and Congo. May God bless the whole family from the riches of His grace. I would like to ask you for something. In March, we will spend several days in Israel, and a meeting with Mr. Netanyahu is planned. I want to give a brief report about the Old Testament prophecy. I summarized it. Also about Abraham. Was to sacrifice his son Isaac on Mount Moriah, and that the whole land he bought for gold from Amorites, and that Solomon built the temple there on Mount Moriah, which became a temple mount. I took the Old Testament to show biblically that the current or the present time Temple Mount was given to Israel, not to any other country, or it does not belong to any other religion, but it belongs to Israel. Please think of me in your prayers, and God willing, we will meet soon. Please remember me in your daily prayers. Let us stand up. And please, brother, would you come and give thanks with us? Faithful Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious words we heard today. O Lord, we sang, just as I am, so I am coming, not my own strength, but you alone. O Lord, with our own might we can do nothing, but you complete, you do all things, we trust your help. Please prepare us for the glorious day of your return. We believe it with all our heart that we shall not be ashamed, but we will stand before you dressed in white, just as it is promised in your word. Keep us on your ways. Keep your protecting hands over us every day. Accompany us every day anew. Give new strength. Strengthen our faith so that we hold tight to all your promises. We thank you, O Lord, that you put us on a higher ground, that we can hold tight unto your word. Please, O Lord, let us leave this place with your blessing. Accompany each and every one of us to the place where you placed us. We thank you that your blessing rests upon us, that you are with us in our everyday lives, and that you are still present. O Lord, we give honor, praise, and thanksgiving to you for your greatness, for your goodness. Please be with us every day. Also accompany our brother on his journey to Israel. Oh Lord, keep your hand over the missionary work. Open the door we cannot do it, but you take care of all things. Give him the necessary physical strength. We thank you. We thank you that every day we can think of you and put everything into your hands. Please let us live now with your rich blessings. We thank you for it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Halleluja, sei gepriesen. Halleluja, Amen. Halleluja, sei gepriesen. Herr, segne uns jetzt. Sing es noch einmal. Halleluja, sei gepriesen. Halleluja, Amen. Halleluja, sei gepriesen. Herr, segne uns jetzt. Amen, Amen.
May the grace of God be with you.